XYT.
This is Talk Radio 1270. Talk Radio 12.
Here we go, Princess.
XYT, Detroit, a service of CBS Radio.
President Clinton's speech on Medicare reform. Good afternoon, I'm Kerry Carrington, Talk Radio 1270, WXYT News. Here's what's happening at 4 o'clock. President Clinton says today his Medicare reform plan is credible, sensible, and fiscally responsible. It improves the health of Medicare while improving the health of our senior citizens.
But with the elderly population set to double in three decades, with the pace of medical science quickening, we must do more to fully secure and modernize Medicare for the 21st century. The plan I released today secures the fiscal health of Medicare. First, by providing what every objective expert has said Medicare must have if it is to survive, more resources to shore up its solvency.
Clinton's plan calls for streamlining the ailing health care program while at the same time expanding its benefits to include prescription coverage. And Metro Airport officials in Romulus unveiled plans today for a new midfield passenger terminal featuring the nation's second largest airport mall. 85 stores and restaurants are planned, surpassed in square footage only by Miami. The airport terminal will feature a big flowing water sculpture bordered by a restaurant and a bar. And auto history came to an end today. First opened back in 1905, the Buick City Assembly Plant in Flint closed down for good. That means the elimination of 1,300 jobs. Some of the workers will retire, others will continue to be paid until new jobs can be found for them. And the FCC said today that it had reached a proposed agreement on conditions for approving SBC Communications Incorporation's controversial $61 billion purchase of Ameritech Corporation. The pact, requiring the merged companies to increase competition both inside and outside their existing market areas, will be subject to a public comment period before FCC commissioners will take a vote. And finally, a Northeast Ohio woman became so enraged at her husband's incessant chatting with other women on the internet, she attacked his computer with a meat cleaver. The woman is free, but $200 poor today after pleading no contest and resisting arrest along with domestic violence. Traffic and weather next, WXYT News Time, 4:02.
Okay, builders, listen.
By calling 1-800-ELECT-US, the information is free. And our heritage of freedom is priceless. That's 1-800-ELECT-US.
Talk Radio 1270 WXYT, Bloomberg Business Update. The market closing up big today. The Dow up 160 at 10,815. The S&P also up 20 points. And the NASDAQ up 39. Pick out a specially marked 64-ounce bottle of Ocean Spray for your chance to win one of 99 Volkswagen new Beetles. No purchase necessary. Visit them at www.oceanspray.com. Talk Radio 1270 WXYT traffic on northbound Southfield. Right at 7 Mile, there's a manhole cover. It is missing from the left lane. There's already a half-mile delay. Also, Livernois just north of Hamlin. We have an accident there. Police are on the scene. In Grand River and Wixom, we have an accident in the intersection. That's slowing traffic. This afternoon, we have mostly sunny skies, cooler weather than we've had in the past few days, less humid as well, a high of 75. Tonight, clear, then some areas of fog moving on in the overnight hours, a low of 53. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, becoming cloudy by afternoon, and a high of 75. Currently, 69 degrees. I'm Kerry Carrington, Talk Radio 1270 WXYT, and at 4:05, you're up to date.
Why do we accept that? Mark Scott.
This is Talk Radio 1270. Talk Radio 1270. WXYT, Detroit, a service of CBS Radio.